Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
Now it's time to meet the latest entrepreneurs in our Made in AZ series, Stefan Palando and Michael Spangenberg of the clothing and accessory line State 48. The two grew up together in Chandler, played on a t-ball team coached by Michael's dad, and became roommates as adults. Their third partner is Stefan's brother, Nick. The business's name refers to Arizona being the 48th state and is a way for them to show pride in a place they've heard criticized for a significant chunk of their lives. I met up with them at their Chandler office, which is also a retail space for their caps, shirts, and hoodies. And I started by asking Michael about the company's earliest origins.
As a little kid, I always wanted something of my own. I always loved clothes. I always loved going back to school shopping. We were working together at the time. He knew I was trying to come up with like a clothing brand name. Nothing ever really made sense. We were living together at the time. He comes out brushing his teeth one day and says, State 48. And no joke, I said, what's State 48? So as soon as I heard that, it was like the aha moment. And then next thing you know, we went for it and submitted for our trademark, had his brother create our logo, and then just, you know, went for it.
Why did State 48 appeal to you? I mean, we know Arizona's a 48th state.
Yeah. It's actually shocking how many people didn't know that Arizona was a 48th state, Mike being one of them initially, right? Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, Mike and I grew up, we grew up together, right? We went to Cardinals games throughout high school, and we're both passionate Arizona sports fans. And a lot of that made sense in terms of if we're going to go in this direction. I'm a big believer that nothing ignites community pride like a successful sports team. So the valley is on fire when any team is winning. Unfortunately, but also fortunately, our business has been able to survive in probably the toughest decade in Arizona sports. So I'm really excited to see where it goes when all these teams start winning, because I feel like they're all turning the corner currently. So.
If people love Arizona, that's great. But I think there has to be more to it than that, because they have to like your product and like Arizona. And then you want to get repeat customers too, right? I mean, there's a lot to this. So how do you determine at what point things are really clicking?
Yeah, I think personally, I think everyone that supports our brand, they know it's much more than just selling t-shirts and hats. And we're about pride, and we're obviously have really transitioned into creating designs that help our community. So I think that's what people care most about, is just what we stand for. And that's genuine, that, hey, I grew up here in Arizona and nothing was out here representing Arizona in a positive and fashionable way. And I think that's what most people stand by.
Mike and I work together in hotels, and we learned that if you treat people a certain way, it will make them want to come back regardless of price, regardless of, maybe it may be inconvenient. But the way you make people feel is super important in business. Mike is exceptional at customer service, even better than myself, I would say. But we had that shared value of making sure customers, finding ways to say yes to the customer. And that's always been really important. And then, like Mike said, I think our story of the three of us, like growing out of our house and, like being friends since we were children, basically. I think that part of the story, I think people like that. They want to believe in that, and they want to believe that something like that can happen for them at the end of the day. And so I think our story has sold as many t-shirts as like the fact that they're cool t-shirts.
What was the entrepreneurial feel for you guys? I jokingly mentioned Shark Tank before, but at what point did you guys know that it's a plan, but it's a plan where you're willing to have another job? Maybe you're going to school on top of it. You're trying to find time for this. How does that bring out the best in you, and how did it work out this way?
Yeah, I like that question. I would say that the perception of entrepreneurs is that they're millionaires and they're living the life and they get to travel and do all these great things, but it's a grind. So my biggest piece of advice to talking to any inspiring entrepreneur is that you better love what you do, because the first 2 years, we didn't take a dollar. I mean, I was working in the hotel 3.5 or 4 years into the business. We all staggered going to full time. You had to find passionate people to help you grow the brand just as much. So you better love what you do, because, obviously there's different situations and different industries, but you're not making a lot of money. You do what you love. But seeing that reward, that's probably the best feeling personally, is to see people out and about in the community wearing it, people, all these large organizations that now want to work with us. Collaborations have been a huge part of our business, and that just, it really gets me inspired and going. But Yeah, I think it's just the passion, and you got to find solve a problem. And for us at the beginning, it was finding something to represent Arizona in a positive and fashionable way. Before then, it was the 3 for $10 Walgreens shirts that, no offense, but it was just poor quality, and it wasn't what represents Arizona, in my opinion, our opinion. So
yeah, you're going 2 years without actually taking money out of the business for yourselves. You love it. I totally get it, because I'm lucky enough to love what I do. But at what point, when you hit skids or hit really tough times, do you talk to yourself or talk to each other and say, we're gonna make it through this. This is going to grind through.
Of course. I think for us, it's important, because you're right. I mean, at some point, you have to make money. You have to be able to do that to be able to, you know, create a career. But for us, it's just celebrating those small wins. I think, I mean, for 6.5 years, we've grown year over year. And that's, you know, impressive. And for, especially with lack of resources and limited team. But I think those small wins, you know, having a partnership with Bruce Arians, you know, finishing runner-up at Phoenix Fashion Week, working with the sports teams, like all those are like things you just keep getting inspired about. So just celebrating those and trying to live in the moment.
One of the things that I always found important was like just having an accountability. Like, I never wanted to be the one that let the team down, right? And I thought over time, everybody had been in that position, and we all just like kept pushing, kept going, and kept just like finding a way to like make things work. I'm a big believer in life that if, you know, in life you jump into a bunch of different pools, you're either going to sink or going to swim. I think my advice to anybody else would be, if you're ever considering like going off on your own or going to try to do something, like just jump in that pool, because like I think you're going to find a way to swim. I believe that people, if they want something enough, like they will be able to make it happen. And I think all three of us have done a really good job of just finding ways to get to the next level, whatever that level may be. But then also, yeah, like celebrating the small victories over time, that's super important too.
How business savvy were you guys to begin with? How much of this was trial and error?
We probably would have told you we were incredibly business savvy. I always use the analogy that like nobody, you know, I was the first of us to go full time. Nobody had that job before me. There was not a blueprint. Like, I had to figure it out as I went. You know, it was mostly just shipping online orders. That was a lot of what our work was at that time. But over the course of time, you know, I would say Mike is the most, the one who's most like interested in business. Like, Mike watches Shark Tank, Mike watches The Profit. He's really big on that. And, I know that he's learned that stuff, but he also takes time, reads Forbes. He posts a lot of that stuff. And so like, he's fallen in love with business. Right. And he probably was at the beginning, but even more so as we've done it, he's immersed himself in that even more. Yeah. I am more of like the, I want to be involved with people, right? Like, I want to help people. That's honestly like what I want to do in life. Part of our story, I'm a recovering alcoholic. My brother and Mike are the two people who are most influential in me getting sober. So I can see firsthand like what it's like when people in your support system help you, and then you turn around and you work together and everybody gets rewarded. So I want to help people get to that point in life. So, you know, this year we've implemented like a community impact side of things. And so I've been heading that up. And that in itself, being able to go out and do things with Ronald McDonald House Charities, work with, we set a record for most emergency food bags made in a day with United Food Bank this year. And so we're really looking to grow that over time. And I feel like that in itself is super, super rewarding to me.
What do you guys first and foremost love about Arizona and wanting to have State 48 as part of representing it?
I think it's simple for me, is just this is home. I mean, everyone's passionate about where they're from, and that's what's so exciting, is that now you're actually having generations grow up here, so the passion's going to keep getting stronger and stronger. More people are moving here from other places, and I think I'm biased, but I think that there's a reason why they love it and there's a reason why they stay. But I think it's pretty simple for me. It's like, this is home. And it was just kind of that underdog mentality of like, hey, when I was in high school, I was like the dude, only one dude like raising my hand saying I'm from Arizona. And now you have more and more and more people doing that. So
I actually moved here from Detroit when I was 6 years old. And so when I moved to Chandler, there were 75,000 people. Now there's almost 300,000 people. So I got to see Chandler get built like around me in life. And that's so unique to be able to experience that and to see the whole valley grow in the same way. And, you know, to see like the revitalization downtown, like those kind of things are really cool to be a part of it. Like Tempe, I delivered pizza in Tempe 10 years ago. It's not even the same city that I now live in, right? I mean, like Mike said, Arizona is going to be home for the rest of my life.
That was Stefan Pallando and Michael Spangenberg, two of the three founders of the clothing and accessory line State 48, and we were talking at their Chandler headquarters.